Michael Judkins may best be described as a Renaissance man of the arts and spirit. An award-winning filmmaker, screenwriter, creative director, production management, radio podcast host, published author, producer, and director, he's also the founder of Oct14 Entertainment, an independent film, TV, web, and music entity that provides content for media, publishing, project management, and producer services to the independent creative arts industry. He and his work with Oct14 Entertainment is dedicated to supporting arts, education, and mental wellness initiatives throughout the community. And the latest project is Motown and Paint, a vibrant all-ages community art experience that blends guided painting in a relaxed atmosphere with the timeless sounds of Motown, and all coming to Bethlehem's Ice House in conjunction with the Ice House Performing Arts Collaborative in Bethlehem on May 27th and again on July 19th. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening my guest is Michael Judkins. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you. That was such a beautiful introduction. And I've been waiting so long to get on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, so thank you for having me.
Oh, it's grand to have you, but actually it's a homecoming of sorts because you're no stranger to WDIY.
Not at all. Not at all. This is a radio home for me.
Ah, good. It's full circle. Well, and it's interesting thinking of this event so tied into music and such as well. Maybe a way to start talking about the work and about Oct14 is to let me ask you, what was the inspiration for Motown and Paint? Where did that spring from?
So, interesting enough, in my arts and care, well, not in one of my arts and care events. I had an event the second year, I believe, and we featured one of a visual artist, Michael Freeman, who's actually going to be co-collaborating with me on Motown and Paint. And right. We did a paint and wellness event, and it was a jazz performer singing, and he came out with a band. Alan Meyerson, if you heard of that name before, local musician. It was so great. And we had a bunch of people that came out and they did the paint. It was like on a Friday night. It was part of one of my weekend events for arts and care. I think that was year two or three. Right. And it was so well done. So I wanted to revisit that in a way to where theme focus, the creative arts avenue, but I didn't even tell you the twist. The two nights that we are having this event, well, the 2 days we're having the event, I'm also offering any artist that attends. It doesn't have to be Picasso, and it doesn't have to be a big, well-established artwork, but I'm also connected with a community art gallery event that'll be in October or November.
Oh, so
I'll have it to where those people could feature their stuff at the Ice House on this particular event and open it up to public to come look at the art and hopefully purchase the art.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's all for the artist. That's nothing in reference coming back for Oct14 for the community day.
So interesting. As we're talking about that, we're talking about both creativity, community, growth, mental health, confidence, all of this tied in. What is your background? What journey brought you to this place and this kind of interesting confluence of everything?
Well, very interesting story. I had a creative side in high school. Back when I was in high school, they used to call it global studies class.
Ah.
So I was in my global studies class, and I finished a test. And back then, in my high school, our teachers, they wanted us to call them by their first name. So that was a very interesting concept. But so I was in the teacher Ann's class, and I finished the test like 10 minutes early before the bell rang. So I'm sitting there, and I'm doodling behind the paper, and I'm just writing. I'm just looking at the clock and I'm writing. I'm sitting in class like, oh, when is class is going to end? And when the bell rang, she came around and collected the papers. So then the next time when I came to class, I did look like I did well on the test, but then she gave me an A+, and I looked and she had a note next to it and she said, keep writing. And I realized when I turned over the paper, she wrote her critiques as a teacher would. But her encouragement helped me, and I knew I was creative, but it hadn't been spoken out loud around people. All my friends knew because the things I was doing, but I didn't know I had the ability to put words to paper. And that was technically really my first poem I wrote on the back of that paper. Okay. And she graded it and gave me that confidence. And that's what kept me going. And then Oc14, my website and company, that's actually the month and year my professional writing came public.
Okay.
You know, and that opened up a lot of things just for me to get to know people, network with different people. I actually became a signed author under a publishing company. So I have that experience working with the publishing company and working with editors and, you know, so it was a good time. And I'm still, I don't consider myself an expert. I'm still a learner in this process.
Right. Yeah. And you said you studied journalism, broadcast, et cetera, in college.
I did.
Broadcast and TV. What brought you to the Lehigh Valley before we go on?
So that's a whole, I think we might need like two.
A whole another show.
Yeah. So I've been coming out here for years because I had family out here. Okay. So I'm originally a New Yorker.
Right.
So I had family out here, and then I went through a breakup, and then literally in one weekend, I said I was in New York, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just move to Pennsylvania. And I moved to Pennsylvania. I signed the lease one weekend, and I started moving to Pennsylvania and becoming a resident. So that was the year as well, too, 2013. You see how it kind of coincides with the development? So, yeah, that's what got me out to PA as a resident. But I've been coming out here for years. My grandmother used to always do bus trips, and we used to always go to Lancaster, the Amish farmers market. So I've been coming out this way for a very long time.
It's so interesting. I think it's a lot of folks in Lehigh Valley involved with the creative and kind of progressive interests in communities or blow-ins, as the Irish would say. and you're involved with the community in a lot of other ways. You serve on several boards. You're working with – can you talk a little bit about the community involvement? And I want to revisit Motown and Paint as well.
Absolutely. So I am a committee – well, I'm a board member for Arts Academy Charter Middle School. Okay. That's a great – I wouldn't say project. That's a great – collaboration as far as with what they're doing over there at Arts Academy Charter Middle School and the team there, the teachers, the principals and administrators, as well as the board members there. We collectively work to try to make it better for the kids and the parents there. So I really love that engagement. I think I'm going on year 3 or 4 since I've been with them already. And interesting enough, I was hosting, I don't know if you ever heard of Young at Art.
Yes.
I hosted Young at Art 2 years in a row, and I met one of the principals back then who asked me about it because I actually filmed one of my short films there.
Okay.
So they knew I was involved in the community, and that's how my appointment came about. And I'm very, very excited to be there. I am also part of the clinical network for Broadway Mental Health Foundation, which is in New York City. And that foundation have a wonderful, wonderful administrators. And what that network is a bunch of professionals and providers that could come in and provide some services to actors, producers, and writers within the theater network, as well as film, independent film, to get services that they can need under the foundation. So that's something, when they came and approached me about it, I was so ecstatic that I even got offered. I was like, where did you find me at? And they said, you came highly recommended. And I was like, where did you find me at? So since that appointment came about, I've been promoting it out here and letting creatives know, listen, this is a network. If you have it, I think my philosophy as somebody that's been in mental health, I understand the work of creatives and people in general. But I also know sometimes when you're working towards your goals, sometimes you might not have access to certain things. And I think that it should, and I love this avenue because it's targeted towards creatives.
And
I work with a lot of creatives. So that's another resource that I could bring to them.
It's interesting because it brings us back again in some ways to Motown and Paint by giving access to the community to actually explore their creative sides as well. Can you describe, if I'm an audience member or a participant and I'm coming to Motown and Paint at the Ice House, what's the environment? What do I need to be experienced? Do I need to have an art background?
No, we're not looking for the Picassos or anything. This is one of the events in the theme we're promoting is the vibrant atmosphere and creative space.
Okay.
So this is an event that I'm looking for people to just to come out and enjoy a beautiful night or a beautiful day. Listen to some great music that started a lot of foundations, right? And started a lot of people's lives and grooves. Yeah. And just be open to painting. You know, it's not... It's just the environment and the people that I'm promoting to paint is come and enjoy a moment, right? A creative moment. That's why the option of this particular event is also community gallery event, so where artists can have the freedom to say, yeah, I want to show what I want to show, and have the world audience to see it. So to me, it's an event that's a creative collaborative with creative individuals who just want to have fun.
Well, and it's interesting because Michael Freeman, who will be the visual artist there guiding us, has been a guest on the show before. Talked about some of his work at the Rotunda Gallery, etc. But I know Michael's very also invested in what art has done for him and his mental health, and sharing that with people and kind of spreading the word.
That's right.
So it's a lovely choice, a lovely collaboration. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to do a couple of different things with Michael. Okay. So we have a creative collaboration now, and even Afonso DJ Oz that's coming aboard. I've worked with him, and he has a great selection of music that's going to be played. So I think this would be a start of something wonderful. So I hope you, if you're listening, come out and enjoy a good evening on May 27th, or a good Saturday afternoon in July 19th.
Just Sunday for our listeners, afternoon, sorry. Our listeners, kids, for them to know, if you looked at the Oct 14 Entertainment website, I can remind you that May 27th is from 5 to 7 p.m., so
correct,
early evening. Lovely spring evening.
Yeah.
And July 19th is from 12 to 3,
that's
fabulous
right,
summer afternoon. There is incredibly reasonable, minimal pricing to make it accessible for everyone. The event includes canvas, paint and brushes, step-by-step instructions, all the materials. So it's easy. Just walk in.
Just
there's
walk
no
in.
Excuse not to show up.
Just walk in and enjoy yourself.
So we're going to a break in just a moment. When I come back, I want to talk about some of the other events that yourself and Oct 14 have been offering, will be offering, your work with the Ice House, which I know is very important.
Yeah.
But for the moment, you have been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we're talking about, among other things, Motown and Paint, a vibrant, all-ages community art experience presented by Oct 14 Entertainment, guided by painter Michael Freeman, and coming to the Ice House on May 27th and again on July 19th. My guest is award-winning producer, writer, and director, and founder of Oct 14 Entertainment, Michael Judkins, whose creative work supports arts, education, and mental wellness initiatives throughout the community. And we'll be right back, right after this short break.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices, including classical music 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, Sunday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., and Sunday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. WDIY Classics covers all eras from medieval and baroque, romantic to modern. Listen for birthday tributes to composers, interviews with local artists and conductors. For more information, WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I've been talking with producer, writer, director, and founder of Oct 14 Entertainment, Michael Judkins, about Oct 14 Entertainment's newest offering. And that would be Motown and Paint, a vibrant, all-ages community art experience that blends guided painting with the timeless sounds of Motown. And coming to the Ice House in Bethlehem on May 27th and July 19th. Before we went to the break, we were talking a lot about Motown and Paint. We're going to talk about some other things. But before we move away from it, I was also fascinated to see that you're exploring or still playing around with the idea of some themes within that.
Yeah. And that concept actually came about when I started putting this event together. I was sitting in my house, and it was, oh my God, it was like 1:30 in the morning. I'm thinking, I was watching something on YouTube. And I got up and I was developing this event like in my, you know, on a paper and trying to see how it looks, who I want to collaborate with. And I remember this moment like today. I got up in the home office and I walked over and I'm like walking to the door to go to the kitchen to get something to drink. And it just dawned on me, why don't you make it theme based? And I was like, and I ran to my desk and wrote it down. And what that meant was, where each night, the May event or the July event, we would focus a theme around the music being played. So where it would be, like, say we're celebrating, this is just an example, sunlight, and that's the theme. So we'll play Motown music that's talk about happiness and being happy, right? And being geared towards this. For that way, it steers with the creativity, and then it helps the visual artists and the participants to develop, like, sunshine, so or things of that nature to guide them. So the idea is a part of to help with the creative process during the day of the event. So I'm still playing with it, but yes, it's going to be theme-based.
I like that idea. I would think for the budding artists, it's less daunting to have something
right.
that's a little focusing.
That's right.
And then that could be interesting with what ends up in the, if you could, I want to revisit briefly the public community gallery show. And they, yep. Now, so that if I'm a participant in Motown and paint, and finish my work, I could take my work home, obviously, as well. Okay. But I could submit for the public community gallery show that's going to happen in the fall, winter of 26.
Yep. I'm looking at October and November.
Okay.
Interesting enough, I'm glad you brought this up because I was contacted by another visual artist out here about 2 weeks ago who's seen the advertising on Facebook, and she wrote me a message. She was like, I would love to submit my artwork when you do the Community Day event, so keep me and post it. And I looked up all her work, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. So I love that people are hearing it and seeing it, and that's what I want this to be, the experience of being creative and not, right. and having that avenue to where you can attend the event and submit for the art gallery, but it's open to all artists. So you want, if you're still looking for a place to premiere your work or to show your work,
right.
definitely join us for the Community Art Gallery. And I'm also looking to do a featured artist. So I'm looking around now, actually, to have a featured a visual artist there to where that, we could focus around that and bring more people in.
And what's the venue? Will this be at
the Ice House?
Great. I thought so, but didn't want to presume.
At the Ice House, yes.
Which takes me to another thing. Like, talk about a little bit about your involvement with the Ice House, because there's the Ice House, the venue, but then there's also the Arts Collective that's taken shape there that's very vibrant.
Yes. I am a committee member on the Black Arts Committee at the Ice House Performing the Collaborative, and I've been working with Doug and Sheila for almost five years. And that actually came about, and I was super excited. I did an event my one year, and I think it was the Arts and Care event. I did another event. Okay. Excuse my memory now, you know.
You do a lot.
I know. I'm like, I did an event, and I came in as somebody calling in, doing an event, and I did my event, and then I think like a month or two later, I think I got contacted by Doug again, and he gave me an offer to get into to become a board. And I was so honored, again, to be a part of this collaborative, not just in my committee. I've attended different committees' events. I've been, collaborating with other committee members through conversation. Yeah. So it opens it up to a network of creatives that, one, love and support the Ice House. So we are bringing more awareness to the Ice House and letting the people know in the community, hey, this place is here. You know, this is a lovely space, lovely grounds, lovely owners. The mission, even a Charles A. Brown name has a real mission here at the Ice House. I was very humbled and grateful when I came aboard. So every moment I get, I've been talking about it and promoting it.
When talking about the arts and care, that's been a theme. There's been several offerings you've done under that kind of heading. There's one coming up. Can you talk a little bit about the roots of that and what's coming up?
Yeah. My Arts and Care event was where I basically is what it is. It combines my two worlds together. So I have a professional background in mental health and substance abuse. So I've worked in the field 25 years as a master's level therapist, as a certified harm reduction specialist. I worked in drug and alcohol, mental health. I worked in jails, forensic side, and I did a lot of community-based work as well, too. So the youngest I ever worked with was 4 years old, and the oldest I ever worked with was 89. Uh-huh. So I worked with all populations, individual families. I did couples counseling, family therapy as well, too. So I started narrowing down my career at this point, right? Because I've been in the field for about 25 years. So I'm starting to say, like, okay, what's my next step, right? Yeah. So that's what came up with the idea of Arts and Care, to where originally I had it as to where there was presenters and speakers, and then I would do a stage play towards the end. So my first year, my second year was that structure. And I'm still going to bring it back. But my year three moved it over to Arts and Care Recovery and Movements, to where I started adding elements of dance or visual display. And last year we had visual display going while the presenters going and dancers imitating their art.
Okay.
So it focused on all sensory things.
Right.
So everybody, that was the purpose of me putting that particular show together last year. I want the audience to get that whole sensory filled. Mm. And you're looking at something visually with your eyes, you're hearing the presenter, and then you're also seeing a movement, so you're getting a feeling of what's happening there. And that came out so lovely, to where this year I thought about, like, how can I get more people to get involved? So I partnered with Recovery Cove that does treatment services out here.
Okay.
And that's what we bring together now. So we're bringing together mental health and substance abuse providers or vendors that will be coming in. And that's where I made it to be a free show, because I got a sponsor behind it, a couple of sponsors,
okay,
to where the mission is there. And the focus is really to provide, again, people in the community, but overall, creatives and anybody else that want to come and get some information about services in their area.
And is this projected for early fall, summer?
Yeah, Arts and Care is August 29th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. All right.
Yeah, and it's a free admission.
Okay.
The promotion and flyers is going around. I just dropped off so many flowers the last 2 days. I'm going to every program I know. I'm like, look.
But if we don't have a flyer, I want to remind our listeners,
yeah,
the OCT14 Entertainment website, just so you know, since you can't see what I'm reading, that is OCT, short for October, obviously, OCT14 Entertainment, just right. Google it, look it up. Michael's site is really comprehensive. Mm. I mean, it's really, there's things we're not even touching on today that you can kind of explore, including your film work with local artists, regional artists, so much more, including the Arts and Care programming. And, of course, Motown and Paint. With the little bit of time we have left, just a personal question, I suppose.
Sure.
So you kind of serendipitously end up in the Lehigh Valley. We don't let you go. You're woven in now. What has been the most rewarding or most surprising thing to you in that journey, that unexpected journey? Why are you still here?
I met the love of my life here.
Ah.
I'm actually getting married in September. Oh. So my Motown and Paint was originally my Motown and Paint originally was 3 dates, but our wedding is going to be at that September 12th date.
Okay.
So that's why I changed that date. So and I'll be away, but
we could all come to your painting. Yeah. Paint.
I love it. But and you know, I met a lot of wonderful people, you know, since I've been out here. And I actually my plan was only to be out here for 5 years. It's over 10 years now.
It happens.
It's over 10 years now, and then you know. It was a time in my life to where, during COVID, believe it or not, I went to 3 surgeries. I was one, you know how they remember COVID, they would say, oh, a few people they're letting in to do something. I was one of those few people because I had a back surgery and then I had some other surgery. At the same time, my dog had 2 surgeries.
Oh my God.
So every other month between we was having a surgery, I had to stay home. And then after that, I'm still recovering and going from there. And I got more into the sense of to where I was just like, you know what, I'm ready. And then when I said I'm ready, originally I was supposed to go meet somebody down in North Carolina. I was taking a solo trip, somebody that's been trying to court me for like 15 years, seriously. And I was like, all right, we'll make it up. And then Sutton told me to cancel it at the last moment. And when I did, I met the person I was supposed to be with.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's literally how it happened.
Ah, that's perfect.
And I was very honored because when I came out here, I was like, I met some people that work and I was just like, why is this not connected? And I was like, well, maybe I need to spread my different areas.
Yeah.
And then when I was looking away, it came together.
I'm sure you're familiar with Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. And she talks so much about synchronicity and trusting that.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of the universe's music playing for you, you know. So congratulations.
Thank you. And I know, and I'm going to say this, too, because I've been a fan of this show this was my home WDIY. So I've been unknown about the Lehigh Valley Arts Show Salon. So I call this another alignment, too, because when you send me that email, like I told you in the room, I just happened to be off this week. So I was just like, let's go.
Synchronicity.
That's what I'm saying.
It
always works it. So, yeah, I'm happy about that. I'm happy.
Well, it's been a delight to have this visit with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And I want to encourage our audiences to let themselves be open to that kind of synchronicity.
Yeah.
Under the guidance of someone who understands and trusts it well as Michael, who does as well,
That's
Michael
right.
Freeman.
That's right.
And to go to that website, OCT14 Entertainment, don't forget, May 27th or July 19th, either one, Motown and Paint at the Ice House, beautiful venue full of community spirit, wonderful people. And again, thank you, Michael, for everything you've brought to our community.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you to our listeners and our audience for joining us again this week here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I look forward to visiting you again soon right here on WDIY 88.1, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. You can catch up with older visits and older episodes and podcasts online with our app, on our website, and more. Thank you. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.